And we're back. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio. I'm Matt Hames here with Dr. Gene Hensler and Troy Harmon.
Let's jump into this case just a bit.
Yeah.
Because here's a couple people, 51, she's 47, adjusted gross income, $120,000, after taxes, $103,000, they both plan on waiting until they're 66 to take Social Security. And they've gone to somebody and to consider using a robo-advisor. In effect, they did go.
Yeah, so let's define this a little bit, because this is something that it's a little bit newer and it's becoming more and more mainstream. It's finding its way into the media. You've got some of your bigger shops starting to offer what they're referring to as robo-advisors, everybody from Schwab to Fidelity to you got your online, your web-based, cloud-based services like Wealthfront and others. But the idea here is basically the evidence from my perspective, Gene, of this is the commoditization of asset management.
Yes.
It's saying, listen, let's just use an algorithm, a computer formula, to build a portfolio so that at the lowest possible cost, put your money here and let the computer manage your money for you.
Right. They ask you a series of questions.
They do. They ask a series of questions. They try to get a feel for your risk tolerance. Maybe time horizon. Some are more thorough than others.
Your goals.
Goals.
They try to fit you into a portfolio that actually matches that expected return
and requires no management.
And
that's really sort of the idea behind this. And these people did that, and they ended up with a portfolio in their IRA.
They're thinking about doing that. So
oh, I'm sorry.
They hadn't made the decision yet to do it. The question was from the case study. This was actually a live question.
Yeah.
We got this case study from a live situation. We've changed the facts around, obviously. But the question is, you know, do we? And again, Gene, to the point, you said he's 51, she's 47. The question is,
they still got a couple of 10-year-olds at home, twin
that's
sons.
That's right. They got twin sons. They got college coming up. One daughter in college. So do they turn their money over to a robot to just manage? He's been doing it himself, and the portfolio he's put together, to your point, he currently, in a self-directed IRA, he's got 48% in a 2030 target date fund, and maybe when we come back from the break, Troy, you can talk about what a target date fund is.
Sure.
33% in income fund, 14% in REITs, and then 5% in international. So he's built himself a portfolio, and he is considering possibly turning this over to a robo-advisor, which is basically a website. So back to the question here, this robo-advisor conversation, and the last thing we talked about off the air, Troy, between you and I, is that a lot of what's driving this is simplicity, and honestly, the big discussion right now is fees.
Yep.
So you've got Schwab has rolled out their retail platform for a robo-advisor, their Intelligent Portfolios, first quarter of this year, and they're advertising that there's no cost.
Right.
So what's that really mean? Because that'll get a lot of attention.
Absolutely.
It's that'll have everybody stand up and take notice.
Right. Yeah. Beyond that as well, they talk about active management. They're beating up the active guys, which means those that try to beat the S&P 500 or whatever their basic index is. It all that sounds fine, but if you need help, you're not going to get that free service.
Well, there's a number of problems with the robo. Investor.
Right.
One is it generally doesn't take into account, in fact, I believe it doesn't take into account your 401k plan.
Right. Outside
because
assets.
They can't do anything, or outside assets.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It doesn't do anything with 509 plans, or is it
529?
529 plans. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take into account the subtleties of your investing. Now, if it was just, you wanted to say, I'm going to take $30,000 and put it in a robo thing.
Sure.
Be one thing. But the problem is it does not solve your problems because this includes no planning
right.
of any kind. As long as you're clear on that.
Sure.
But if you call up Schwab and say, I got a question, what's the deal?
Yeah, you wind up getting pushed over to a financial planning situation, and that's not going to be free anymore.
Right.
To back up a step too and talk about more about their portfolio, as you said, Gene, you have $30,000, you call in there. They're going to run you through this questionnaire of sorts. They figure out What your goal is, what your time horizon is, meaning how long you have to save before you need the money, you know, what your risk tolerance and your risk ability is going to be. So then they have this portfolio that's created with what we know as modern portfolio theory, which says that, you know, on average, history has shown that I can get you 8% and you only have volatility of maybe a standard deviation of 5%. So that's what you can live with, and we go out and we find you a portfolio among all the portfolios available that get you those returns or that have over history. Of course, there's no guarantee,
right?
And quite often you wind up I know there's been stories lately where this one individual who's in the business went out and he signed up for three different robo-advisors, and each of them will tell you, you know, again, beating up on the active manager, that we don't have to worry about selection in your portfolio.
Yeah, here's your portfolio.
You're getting the S&P 500 index through an ETF. Well, in his work, he went out and did this, and of the three robo-advisors who make that claim, each and every one of them gave him a different portfolio. So it's clear that it is not as simple as they're making it out to be. That if these three portfolios are your perfect, you know, there's obviously something wrong. And in my estimation, it is that the allocation among which asset classes you want to be exposed to, it has not been solved.
What the reality is back to the fee conversation, right? So in the context of with Schwab and in general, these things are ranging in the marketplace, Gene, somewhere between advertised as free or no charge up to around 35 basis points. Now that's the that's the range and anywhere in between. But then they're also buying, you know, while ETFs are low cost, there's a cost to an ETF portfolio as well. So you've got to add that in. So it's important to understand free's not always free.
And if they say you need 10% in cash and you're holding 10% cash at Schwab, it's making money off of you because it's paying you what on it?
One basis. No, 0.01%. Yeah,
right. Well, there's opportunity cost to that sitting there, right?
Yeah.
But I think the big conversation here is there's a planning component to this and the advice and the, all right, well, what are you really trying to accomplish? This case study that we've got here in front of us, the wife really wants to look at investing in a beach home for retirement. They're young enough to do that. They may have the resources. How exactly is that solved by a digital mechanism? In effect, it's really not very well. 10 years, they got the 10-year-olds going to be in college.
Right.
So there are things that need to be considered outside of just a, hey, let's – this is not a set it – your money doesn't need to be a set it and forget it conversation.
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, let's take it to the ultimate thing here. Right now – you know our rule, if you don't need it in over 10 years, put it in the market. So let's just say you're smart enough to say by yourself, I don't need this money for 10 years. Well, then go out and buy yourself, okay, for that money. Go out and buy yourself an ETF or a Vanguard, which is relatively low-cost index Trust 500.
Sure,
and go do that, and your investing part is taken care of. Right? The problem is your allocation, okay, of terms of the mix of other stuff. You got kids who are going to start school in?
10 years.
Eight years.
10 years.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, 8 years.
So now you're locked into a situation that all that money's got to go into fixed income because it's more than a 10-year
period of
time horizon.
That's right.
Okay? So it's less than a 10-year time horizon. How much interest they earn on that?
Right now,
not much.
We're trying real hard to get people money. We're working real hard. If you took a look at what's a 10-year Treasury yielding, 1.88. That'll give you some idea. So that
a little
money,
more than that. But
That money is frozen in a sense. It's barely going to keep pace with what college costs, and it probably won't keep pace with college costs. But then you're going to need a separate account for that because you do want to get it tax free if you're going to make that miserable amount of money.
Right.
That's right.
And you get it into the 529 plan. It's been a while since I had a kid in college. And they didn't have those plans when my kid was in college. so that's a choice that has to be made.
Right.
Did anybody ask them about, because they're not selling insurance, how much life insurance do you have?
That's right.
How much? Wife both works, too.
Sure.
Do you have any life insurance?
Yep.
What about disability? Do you have disability income?
Long-term care.
I'm talking about, you got all these variables that have – that have to be taken care of before you say, I have this money to put away.
Right.
And not touch it for 10 years. And if there's anything worse than saying, well, I managed to save $5,000 a year, and you die when the kids are 15.
Yeah.
Wow. You might want to spend that money on a life insurance policy.
Right.
And it won't take you $5,000.
Yep.
But that's just an example. Or you get hit by a car. What's worse than dying? Well, it's being home and it costing your family money
because
of hospital
care,
because you survived.
Yep.
That kind of stuff. I hate to be gloomy about this,
right,
but this robo-advisor does nothing for that.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if you back up a step and think about the 8 years until your kid goes to college, what they're going to do is put you in an ETF, a fixed income ETF. Now, we've talked, I know, the last 4.5, 5 years about interest rates increasing. Well, what happens to a fixed income ETF when interest rates go up?
It goes down.
It goes down. So the 33% that they would have had you put a third of your money in that fixed income fund is going to be less than 33% of your money when you get there.
That's right.
It's more likely to, I mean, if it grows at all, it's going to be minimal. It'll be probably less than the 1.88% that you're talking about on a treasury. So, you know, I know what we prefer is an actual CD or a bond of some sort so that it doesn't have that fluctuation in price.
I'm just going to bring up more, okay? Are you maximizing the amount of money you can put in your 401ks? Are you? I mean, if you're employer matches 3%, you both better be putting in enough to get the 3% match.
And yeah. And you see how important that piece is by the dog of the week that I had this
yes.
week. You don't have somebody holding your feet to the fire. Hey, look, this is your goal. This is your plan. We've had it all laid out. Are you meeting that plan? With a robo-advisor, you're kind of on your own.
I would just tell you, most people in this situation right here don't have any long-term money to invest right now.
Well, and it's such a critical time.
Other than maximizing,
he's 51.
Right. Other than maximizing their 401ks,
right,
and 529,
because they've got
and
yes,
putting in 529 plans for the kids for college,
mm-hmm,
and adequate life insurance, et cetera, et cetera. History shows until those kids get out of college, you are not going to put much money away any other place than that. Like, yep. You should be pretty proud if you match, both of you match your 401ks,
yep,
at this stage of life.
Sure.
With a kid in college and two more going.
Yep. No doubt.
Well, it's a big conversation, and you're going to see more and more of this in the media. And you know, I think it's good that we talk about it. And listen, it's not all bad. It's not all good.
I gave him an alternative to robo.
It's important to understand it. That's right.
Sure.
That's right. So, all right. Well, let's take a break and
go back and answer some of your questions.
We've got some questions we want to cover. When we'll be back. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.